Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Draw me you need him.
Be led by you.
Praising my Savior. Oh, oh. comfort.
Praising my Savior
all the day long. Oh, hallelujah. I can say this is my story, because his benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus, because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him, and I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes, this is my story. This is my song. I'm praising. Dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do,
morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, to the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, loving Father, eternal Father, everlasting Father, we come into your presence this morning to offer our thanksgiving praises to you from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. You're good. You're awesome. Awesome God. You are greater than great. You deserve all glory, honor, and adoration. Elohim, our creator, we love you. We bless you. Hallelujah. When I think of your goodness, your kindness, hallelujah, I cannot stop praising you. Lord, you've always been there, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we thank you for keeping watch as we slept through the night. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you, Lord, for your holy angels watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that were fought, ones that we know of and ones that we do not know of. We thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that you give us. It is yours. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done and are doing and will continue to do in our lives. We thank you for your grace, your abounding grace, your abundant grace. Oh, we thank you, Lord, your grace. We bless your name. Father, we give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We ask you to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst this morning. Spirit of the living God, move in our homes this morning. Spirit of the living God, move in our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. We cannot have a service without you. We cannot pray without you. We cannot move without you. We need you, Holy Ghost. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. Take us into the path of the ancient paths of righteousness and truth, Holy Ghost. Teach us. We surrender our lives to you. Move in the lives of our children, Holy Spirit. Move in the lives of our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Move into the lives of our spouses in the name of Jesus. Move in our lives, Holy Ghost. Move in our lives. Move in the lives of our siblings, Holy Spirit. Move in the lives of our nieces and our nephews, Holy Spirit. Move in our lives, Holy Spirit. Move in the lives of each and everyone that's here this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the lives of the intercessors. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone that is under the sound of my voice, move in our lives. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. So, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need a refreshing, Holy Ghost. We need a refreshing, not from yesterday, but a new refreshing. Rain your showers of blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh us in your glory rain. Refresh us in your glory rain. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Your strength, almighty God, is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. We are hidden in Christ Jesus. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, this morning, mercy children, mercy for our spouses, mercy for each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, in thought, in word, in deed, any area of our lives that we have sinned, O God. We cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is new every morning. Cleanse us, O God. Teach us how to forgive others as you have forgiven us, O God. Teach us how to love, walk in your love in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh, the blood of Jesus in our homes, our personal spaces, our environment. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Our children, in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. The blood, Oria, my son, Iriako. The blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, we soak your service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. Empower us, O God. Inspire us, O God. In the blood, of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Father God, if there's any sickness or diseases in our bodies, we release the blood of Jesus for complete healing, total healing in the name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Take away any thought, anything that is not of you. Oh, hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God. Of Jesus Christ be in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Father God, help us hold on to our hands. Oh, Father, we cannot make it without you. We need you. Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus, that you will send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We need divine angelic assistance, oh Father God, for this ministry, divine angelic assistance to do your assignment. Oh, Father God, oh, we need divine angelic assistance to do your biddings. We pray for our fresh oil. Let your fresh oil come upon us. Pour your oil upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, pour your oil, oh God. Your oil from heaven. Lord, pour it on us, oh God. Pour it in our homes. Pour it on our children and grandchildren. Pour it on our spouses, oh God. Pour on our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Oh God, the fresh oil from heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, open our spiritual eyes. Open our eyes, take the scales of our eyes to walk in your holiness and righteousness. Give us understanding and revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us, lead us. We surrender once again to you. Every single minute, we surrender to you. Every single day, we surrender to you. Every single hour, we surrender our children. Oh God, we pray for salvation for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we pray for salvation. Oh God, to come to our family members that do not know you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will move in their hearts in the name of Jesus and that they receive from the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning to every one of you. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. We bless God this morning. Please do turn your Bible with me to the book of Ruth chapter 1. Holy Spirit, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ, Jesus Christ, be glorified. I hide behind the cross. And all of you, Jesus, let me not speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from above. We thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his sons. And the man, and the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And the women was left off her sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb? And they be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, I should have a husband if also tonight, and should also bear sons. Would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them when from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto thy people and unto her cause. Return, thy after-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thy goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people will be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me. And also, if all but death be in me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and I want you to pay attention. All things together for good. All things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things, not Romans 8:28. We say it all the time. But we need to take time as we say these scriptures so we can receive what the Spirit of God is speaking. The Living Bible Translation says, and we know that all that happens to us, all that happens to us is working for our good. If we love, one of the things, it works for your good. If we love God and are fitting into his hand, that's the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Let's look at the NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28, I want you to pay attention to that. I'm going somewhere with that. In the ESV version, it says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. So the first thing, all things work together for good. Number one, it will work for good. Number one, if you love God. Number one, all work together for good for who? For those who love God. So it wouldn't we say it, but it will not work together for good. If you, the first thing before we even go into purpose, number one condition for those who love God. When you love God, all things work together for good. What am I saying? Connected to the book of Ruth. Hallelujah. When we look at it, and I know we've read this before, when we look at the book of Ruth, we see that their family, Elimelech and his family, leaving Bethlehem, Judah, which is the house of bread. They're from the tribe of Judah. Bethlehem, bread, the house of bread. They're living in that land. Why? Because there is disobedience. When the children of Israel disobeyed God, God allowed the famine to come in the land. In the land, he decides to take his wife and his son and leave. And where do they go? They go to the country of Moab. If you remember the Moabites, they are cursed. Well, they come from the lineage of Lot, where Lot's daughter slept with him. And they one had Moab, and I think the other one had Abinadab. So there were two sons, but so Moab is cursed. Hallelujah. So they and they leave from the house of bread who is in famine, and they go to a cursed land because they're looking for green pastures. Amen. So we leave. Sometimes people will leave. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go look for something else. So he left with his sons. And all these things happened. He died. His sons died. But see, after he died, then his sons took these women to marry. And according to the law, they were not supposed to marry out of their sex. See now, they married these women. The children of Amalek boys from the tribe of Judah married the Moabite. Marry a cursed woman. That's another topic to deal with, but I'm not going to deal with that today. That's why it's good to walk in obedience with God. So they marry cursed men. After a while, these men die. And so Naomi is by herself with her two daughters-in-law. What am I saying to you this morning? Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see what the Spirit of God is speaking to us, to his children, standing, and give us revelation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, when you even study about the tribe of Judah, you see, I don't have time this morning to look at all the prophetic promises. You know that Judah, Jesus comes from the lion of the tribe of Judah. We know that the tribe of Judah, hallelujah, remember when Leah had her son Judah, she said, this time, I will praise the Lord. So when I look at Bethlehem, Judah, you look at a chosen tribe. You look at a tribe that leads. Yes, Jesus is from that tribe. You look at a tribe that prays and worship God. But regardless of how much we are chosen by God, God does not want us to be disobedient. You can be, oh, I'm the favorite. No, you can be the favorite. God is a righteous judge, and he wants us to walk in obedience. He said, do not marry a Moabite. Why would you? Sometimes people don't want to stay in that hard place. We want to run into green pastures. And sometimes when we do that, because of the flesh, get into issues and problems. But what I want to say to you, God is faithful and he's just. Hallelujah, because God has a plan. He has a plan and he has a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That Moabite, and we look at Ruth as the Moabite, that cursed lady. Hallelujah. And if you look at it, you're looking at the church. Hallelujah. Before the church came in, the Gentiles came to redeem us. Hallelujah. To save us. We are grafted in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But the children of Israel, from the seed of Abraham, they have these covenant blessings. But God is a faithful God. So you see what he's doing right now. His promises are yes and amen. Even when we make the wrong choices. Hallelujah. He has a way of turning things around. Even when we go through the trials and tribulations because of the wrong choices. He has a way of turning things in our favor. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. He does not condone sin. But sometimes in our lives, we think we're making the right choice. Sometimes he has not looked into things like we should, and we make the wrong choice. But I want you to look again. All things together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Maybe, and I'm just saying maybe, Elimelech did not take time to read to find out that they're not supposed to do certain things. I don't know, maybe, but he decided to go. And he died. His sons died. As a matter of fact, his sons wed those women. But when you look at the story, hallelujah, Ruth now is a Gentile. Ruth represents the church. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for whosoever believes should not perish. So there is a Moabite. What does she do? She said, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. She decides to take that step. Even though there's so much issues and things that take place, this woman is sensitive with all the things that have happened to Naomi, all the things that have happened, the boys die, her husband die. This woman has seen. Her God eyes are open. She said, for wherever I go, I will go. She made that choice. Why? She must have seen of Naomi and observed some things about Naomi. Hallelujah. Even though both ladies are there, but she took that. It could have been Oprah, but the look, you know, she was very, very observant. And sometimes, even if she wasn't the intuition, the Holy Spirit is in and guiding her. Hallelujah. Because God wants to redeem and save the Gentiles, the church. Hallelujah. Amen. So Ruth represents the church. Then the reason, because you made a choice. I have decided. It's a song that to follow Jesus. When you receive salvation, you have made a choice to follow the Lord. You believe. You believe your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. So she has made up her mind 100%. There's no doubt in Ruth, regardless of what it is. She's going to follow her mother-in-law, Naomi. That's why you do not look at the circumstance. You listen to the voice of God that speaks in you, or you pay attention to your environment. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So then we go back to Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But she said, my people, Ruth, them will be, your people will be my people, your God, my God. She has accepted. For those who love, she loved her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law loved Almighty God. So you see the plan of God already in action. Hallelujah. All things. So regardless of what has taken place, the death, the this thing, the that thing, for God said, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. When you love the Lord, you make a sacrifice. It's not a comfortable feeling that this woman is following a woman who really don't have anything. It's not just comfortable, because then you go further, you see her working in the field. She's following somebody that who has lost. And some people will say, don't follow that person. It's bad luck. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. She's following. She's subservient. And she's following Naomi, who loves the Lord. And she has fallen in love. Also, she said, your people, she's not going back to the God, already received the Lord as the Redeemer, a Lord and personal Savior. So sum it all up. Maybe there's some mistakes you have made, I have made in our lives. But as long as we have that love for God. And also, I love him. I'm talking about deep sea. You see, when you love, you make sacrifice. Deep-seated love your heart. So if you're saying that scripture and you don't have the love of God in you, it's not, all things will not work together for good. Loving God is being committed to God. Loving God is being obedient to God. Loving God is seeking to do his will. That means even if the enemy tricked you and you felt that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Yes, the end of this story is a beautiful, 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 beautiful ending. Hallelujah. With Ruth Boaz, Jesus come into that lineage just to save us. But you have to be in that, position. Ask yourself, do you love the Lord? Do you love him? Are you willing? Even though things look bad, are you willing to still trust him? Because when you love him, then, well, for those who love the Lord, and because God's going to work it out in your favor. But the first thing, love God. The first commandment, love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And when you get into that love with God, then you can say Romans 8:28. And you will not only say it, believing, knowing what God says is right, because you see the end result. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. If you are in a position that you love the Lord, don't worry. It's going to work together for good. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word. We give you glory. We give you honor. I pray that this word, the hearts of your children, those who might have made some wrong choices, but Father God, yet and still they love you. Father God, I pray that things work in their favor, because we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We are the church, your bride. You're looking for a church with a spot, a ring up. Oh God, you want us to walk in that your holiness and righteousness. Oh, we thank you, bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for special grace. Special grace in the name of Jesus. Abounding grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. He looks beyond fault and saw my need. God bless you.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults
and fall. Oh, 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 my knees. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw
again.